Wait.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Hey, good morning, good morning. Minus 11 is what it feels like, although it's minus 6. And that's our high today. We've already hit it. Unbelievable. In the next few days, we're expecting a little bit of snow here and there, but nothing crazy. Some clouds this morning to start off the day, but then sunshine. And it's Friday.
It's Friday, baby.
First Friday of 2022. How are you going to spend it? What are you going to do? Listen, not a whole lot you can do outside of the house, but let's have some fun.
That's right.
New weekend album drops today.
That's right.
We're going to actually explore a few of the tracks here and a couple of the songs. Jax, you were listening to it on the way in.
Yeah, it's very, very synthy, very 80s. It's a really cool project.
Okay.
It's
now,
very cool.
Normally we'd check in with the crew, but TJ's on vacation. Producer Leah working from home. So Jax, what is on your mind?
Well, I would like to know, what is the best tobogganing or sledding hill in the GTA?
Ooh, I think Riverdale Park, mm-hmm. or the one across the, you know, there's Riverdale on one side.
And then the other Riverdale on the other side.
On the other side. Yeah. Are they both Riverdales?
They're both considered Riverdales. I used to play softball at the other one.
Because you walk over the bridge,
it's
right?
It's very confusing.
Yeah. I used to live in the neighborhood. I think both of those parks are great, but the one in Cabbage Town is far more steep and less people use it because it's not right on that, it's not right on Broadview, right?
It's dangerous. That one's dangerous. It's funny you should say that because there was a Twitter battle going on last night, the best hill, the top two Christie pits and Riverdale. Yeah.
I've never been to Christie Pits.
Christie Pits is a good hill.
Is it intense?
Like, there's different slopes, so it's good for all experiences.
We had a really good one in Scarborough. It's called Adams Park. It was big. It was actually a big hill. And the great thing about it is there is only so many people in that neighborhood. So, you know how toboggan hills, they turn into mud, right?
Yeah.
This one never did.
Oh.
It was always fresh pow,
no,
baby.
No, run down. Fresh pow, get out of here.
Obviously, $100,000 Destroy Your Debt contest comes back Monday. We'll explain on how to win that later on this morning. We're also going to rerun Christina and Dylan.
Oh, yes.
We reconnected them. It was like a ghosted, but in reverse. That'll be at about 7:30. But as I said, we got to get into this new weekend album. There's a few songs we want you to hear just to get a little bit of a taste of it. We'll play like 20, 30 seconds of them. Do that at 6:10. Right now, it's Justin Bieber, Ghost, Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Weekend's new album, Dawn FM, came out this morning. I guess it came out at midnight. Does that count as this morning? And
yes.
Jax, you were listening to it on the way in, and obviously he is big into the 80s. He loves 80s music.
Mm-hmm.
What were your thoughts?
It's beautiful. I mean, I only had a chance to listen to most of the songs and just a little bit. I'm excited to get into it. But the previous weekend albums that you've had both. You've had his 80s synthy influence and more rap and R&B based songs.
Right.
And this is just one. This is just the 80s synth. It's not a combo.
Okay.
It sounds, from what I hear, just pure 80s. It's so cool.
So this is, I think, the first song on the album. It's called Gasoline. So you're just getting a sense for it right now.
It's so good.
It's a good beat. One of the things that, I mean, if you drive by Young and Dundas right now, the big Dawn FM posters are up, I guess, digital billboards. So that's very Pet Shop Boys, right?
Very cool.
So that's just the first song in the album that kind of sets the tone, right? It's another one here. It's called How Do I Make You Love Me?
Very like Michael Jackson, Depeche Mode.
Yes.
Very cool.
100%.
Very cool.
But you know what? You could still hear him, right?
Yes,
it's not like he's departed from him. It's just, this is just a different side. By the way, the picture of him looking old.
Oh.
It's actually like, it's
terrifying.
A little bit scary.
Yeah. You always see kind of like mixed reviews, especially this early in the morning when an album comes out. But like right across the board, like Rolling Stone, Billboard, LA Times, they're all like, it's 5 stars at this point.
Amazing.
They're loving
That's
it.
Great.
Yeah,
I love that.
Huge.
And then there was one more here. and I just deleted it. Hang on,
wow.
I'm gonna pull
it's
it up.
It's Friday, baby. It is Friday.
Out of Time is the one I wanted to play. And this is more the weekend that you're used to, I think. If we're fast-forwarding it a little bit here, you can hear him sing.
Yeah.
Still got that 80s flair, but it's very him.
Sexy.
Oh.
And like we know, there's a bunch of guests on it, like Quincy Jones, Jim Carrey. There's a bunch of narration sprinkled through and an actual track with him on it. It's
so
a cool project.
Can you explain how Jim Carrey got onto this album?
So Jim Carrey and The Weeknd, we had no idea, but they're friends. They met a couple years ago, and apparently they figured out that they're neighbors. They live, they both have properties, I should
get
say.
Get out of town.
In like neighboring condos, and they figured out that they could see each other's condos from one another's homes, so they use telescopes to look at each other. It's a very bizarre story, but they get along really well, and it's funny because The Weeknd's first movie that he ever saw right here in Toronto was The Mask, and it's one of his favorite films. Yeah, he saw it with his mom.
Amazing.
So he was really excited to meet Jim Carrey.
That's really cool. Yeah. So this is the thing, right? We're giving you a bit of a taste of it, but what you're witnessing right now is an artist at their absolute peak.
Yeah.
Like, this last three-year block, I know most of it's been pandemic-ridden, but this has been The Weeknd's. This, you know, 20 years from now, this could be the best three albums that he puts out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe not, but he is on an absolute hot streak right now.
Yeah.
And what's been amazing is I don't think this album gets done this early if he has to tour the last one.
Yeah, he's like ready to go with it.
Right,
yeah.
because if he's on tour, he doesn't have a chance to put this together. So it's been really kind of special with these last few albums because he hasn't had a chance to tour, and he's going to tour all three of these albums
together
at once. That is going to be an insane concert.
Oh, man.
And it just makes me excited. I know we're like restricted on indoor gatherings right now, but just wait till we're not.
Ooh.
And he comes back to Toronto. He's going to have to play like 5 sold-out nights.
He's going to have to play a 5-hour show.
Yes, true.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What is the superior cookie? Chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin?
Chocolate chip.
Exactly. That's why this video is going viral. It's Elmo.
Uh-oh.
Elmo from Sesame Street. And you may have seen this. Talking to one of his friends. Now, there are 3 cookies available.
Okay.
One is a cinnamon raisin. 2 are chocolate chip. Elmo ended up with the cinnamon raisin. He wants a chocolate chip. And one of the other Muppets on the show on Sesame Street is like, well, I've got a chocolate chip and my pet Rock has a chocolate chip. Listen to the conversation.
Oh,
and I'm not kidding.
I love Sesame Street.
This has over 8 million views. It's 30 seconds long. Rocco is the pet Rock.
Okay. Sounds like me when I'm hungry.
Rocco.
You don't get it!
Now,
Rocco
this
is just a rock.
That's a clip from 2008.
Oh, God.
Clip from 2008.
Okay.
Elmo, the official Twitter account, had to comment on this.
Okay.
And said, Elmo and Zoe definitely learned how to share. Elmo doesn't want to talk about Rocco.
Really? Is that what he tweeted?
Yes. And then followed it up with, has anyone ever seen a rock eat a cookie? Elmo is just curious.
Okay, Elmo. Elmo has not gotten over it.
And the Rock actually weighed in on this, and he said, I want the cookie.
Okay, the Rock is always on the net.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I have a question, because obviously it's not the Rock running his social media team. Are they running 24/7?
Oh, absolutely.
Because I know he works too hard to be hanging out on Twitter.
Yeah, he has multiple people, I would imagine, on his socials team.
He's got 24/7 people. He's just responding to people all night and day.
And his brand is always so authentic, so it always sounds like him. So they've got a good team.
Imagine trying to hire for that job. Like, please speak to me as though you are the Rock.
Yeah.
Like, that's how you have to type.
Oh, my
Anyway, listen, Elmo, I believe. A lot of people on Zoe's team saying Rocco deserved the cookie. I think Elmo got shortchanged there.
Okay, he's upset.
He needs to have his cookie, right? It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
All right, so these are some of the wellness trends that are due to take over in 2022. So, you know, every year there's a few new things that you hear about. You know, you can remember the keto year. You can remember way back when everybody became a vegan blogger.
Yeah, the paleo year.
Paleo year. Everybody's toots got a little worse.
Yeah.
Paleo is brutal for that. Now, here's what we're talking about in exercising. Low impact is the new high intensity. This year, people will fall in love with more mellow ways to move their bodies, which is being dubbed as flexercise.
Oh, that's what I've been just walking.
So here are some things people are searching for. Daily stretching routine, walking in nature, and even lazy workout in bed.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't hate it.
Don't hate that.
Yeah.
The next thing is weighted hula hooping has taken off on TikTok.
Yeah.
And I guess apparently it's a great way to work people out. And obviously it's good for your balance, your posture, that sort of thing. And cardiovascular health, and it doesn't, like, you know, a lot of working out, like I used to lift weights all the time, you know, pre-pandemic, and it can be hard on your joints.
Yeah.
Running can be hard on your joints, right? Weighted hula hooping, not hard on your joints,
it does
the whole core thing that people want to engage, right? So it
takes a lot of coordination, though.
You're going to see a lot of mushrooms in skincare. One of the sports that you're going to see take off is called pickleball. So it's like tennis, and you play with 2 to 4 players, and you use a paddle instead. And I guess it's like a bit more of a rubber ball or something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Super accessible, easy to go. They're also saying that, you know that fitness mirror?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to take it to the next level, and you're going to see the gamification of fitness. So you're going to be able to actually play video games with VR, like those VR headsets.
Oh, God.
And you'll actually get a workout. So it'll be fun. It won't be like, all right, everybody, let's get into the class and yell at each other. Let's go.
Yeah.
It'll be more like, hey, you can have some fun at home, work out for half an hour. And so your brain feels better, your body feels better. So all of these trends seem pretty cool.
Wasn't We Fit or something really big a couple of years ago?
Well, 10 years ago. I remember We Fit. We Fit was fine, but it was boring. Right? Like, it was a good idea. It was just super boring.
I need to learn how to live in this reality instead of escaping to another one.
This is where it's going to get a little ridiculous. And I mean, listen, I respect what they're going for here. The climatarian diet.
What's that?
What do you think? What do you think it is?
Something to do with saving the climate.
In 2022, according to Dr. Alona Poodle. I've never heard of doctor.
No, she sounds fake.
We'll become more mindful of what we consume and its impact on the planet.
Okay.
And so the climatarian diet centers on plant-based, seasonally and locally produced produce, I guess, that can save CO2.
Okay, so you're just eating whatever's in season.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, in Canada, it's a little different, though. Like, you could say that in a southern climate, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But, like, here, it's like, there's nothing in season right now.
It's raspberry season.
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, people are going to be, they're saying, eating for longevity.
Okay.
What the pandemic has done is it's had a lot of people question their mortality.
Yeah.
So the whole thing is people are now trying to eat to maximize their DNA.
Okay.
And eat healthier so they can live longer. And I thought that was the whole point the entire time.
Yeah,
this
same
is one
here.
Of the drugs. So other than the climatarian diet, which seems like a lot of work, honestly.
Yes, yeah, too much work.
Everything else seems kind of okay.
I don't hate it.
I don't either.
No.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Ontario's top doctor says to assume you have COVID if you exhibit any symptoms. So yesterday in a presser, he was telling reporters, if you have any symptoms of COVID-19 and are not eligible for PCR tests and do not have access to rapid antigen tests, you should assume, given the high community prevalence, that you have COVID-19 and to follow protocol. Are Sean and Camilla back together, or are they just amicably co-parenting? We don't know. They were spotted in Miami yesterday going for a little jaunt with their dog, Tarzan. They broke up at the beginning of December. The earth was shattered. We were very sad. Neither of them have really talked about it, but they've been seen hanging out again. I mean, they were friends before they dated, so maybe they're just hanging out with their dog together. Or maybe they're back together and everything's going to be okay. Do you remember the Chainsmokers?
Oh, I remember the Chainsmokers.
Like the biggest artists for a long time putting out EDM bangers. Well, they've teased their first new music drop since 2019. Yes, it is very vague, but it sounds like it's going to be a bop. And they haven't announced an exact date when they're going to put it out, but they did tweet yesterday that they're going to be coming back. They changed all the colors on their social medias to purple. So it looks like not only are they going to be putting out hopefully a new song, but a new album. And probably the artwork is going to be purple. That's what's trending. I'm Jax.
Thank you, Jax. And don't forget, Monday, $100,000 Destroy Your Debt Contest is back. You with 100 grand in your checking account. It'd be pretty cool.
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So what's it like to date Kanye West anyway? You love Kanye or you hate Kanye? You know that's an interesting experience.
Oh, yes.
100%.
Easily.
Uncut Gems star Julia Fox is dating Kanye West. Mm-hmm. And it's been pretty highly publicized. It's so weird, right? Like, about a month ago, he's on stage and he's asking Kim Kardashian to come back to him. She's dating Pete Davidson. And then he buys the house across the street from her right before Christmas.
Yep.
Quite literally buys the house across the street from Kim Kardashian's house. And then all of a sudden is dating Julia Fox and is being completely public about it. So I guess for Interview Magazine, they she wrote like a bit of a like an essay on what it was like dating Kanye. And here's what she had to say. She's saying, I met him in Miami on New Year's Eve and it was an instant connection. His energy was so fun to be around. He had me and my friends laughing, dancing, smiling all night. We decided to keep the energy going and fly back to New York City to see a play. They grabbed dinner at one of her favorite spots, and he directed a photo shoot for her. And she said, like, I guess they did a photo shoot in the restaurant, and like people in the restaurant were cheering for them or something.
This is where it gets Kanye-y.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, people were just random. It's weird to me. So what they want you to believe here is that they were at a restaurant doing a photo shoot and then random people were just cheering for them.
Yeah,
I think they're just cheering because there's a couple celebrities in the restaurant.
Yeah.
But anyway, she said, after dinner, Ye had a surprise for me. I mean, I'm still in shock. He had an entire hotel suite full of clothes. Every girl's dream come true. Felt like a real Cinderella moment. I don't know how he did it or how he got it all there in time, but it was so surprised. And she's like, who does this on a second date or any date? Everything with us has been so organic. I don't know where things are headed, but if this is any indication, I'm loving the ride.
I don't know if that sounds organic, but okay. They sound excited, but that's why I said it's very Kanye-y, because he likes to dress his partners. And we know this because he used to dress Kim Kardashian, like he used to help her with style. And I mean, he is a fashion mogul, but that he's curating a photo shoot and then picking out her clothes is bizarre to me.
Yeah.
It's a compliment, but like,
here's the thing.
If second
it was
date?
Me, okay, let's put it in these terms. And I did this with 50 Shades of Grey.
Okay.
If Christian, what's his name from 50 Shades of Grey?
Grey.
Made $25,000 a year.
Yeah.
People would be like, this guy's a creep.
Yeah.
But because he's a billionaire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All of a sudden it's like, oh, wow, this is totally cool, right? And I'm not trying to downplay or shame anybody that's into the type of sex that they were talking about in those books. I'm talking about like some of the stuff he did outside of the bedroom
was
creepy
factor,
and weird.
Yeah.
Controlling, right? So with Kanye, like here's the thing. She wrote one little sentence about the vibe they have.
Yeah.
And the rest of it was about how he directed a photo shoot and then gave her a bunch of clothes.
Yeah.
And that's where, to me, I'm like, okay, so we know you kind of were pretty out there. You know, we know what this is.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is like, because people are speculating that this is just another attempt to get Kim back and make her jealous. And he's literally designing a new girlfriend. That's what's happening.
That is so weird when you put it that way.
Right? He's designing a new girlfriend.
Okay. I hope I'm wrong. Like, I don't want to be this cynical. I hope I'm wrong on this. I love Kanye's music.
Yes.
But, there's something about that. The whole thing just feels really weird.
What I think he needs to do is focus on him. And then the rest will fall into place.
You think Kanye needs to focus on himself more? That is a take, Jax. That's an opinion.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Yesterday, we had one of the craziest moments we've ever had on Virgin Radio. for a couple of days, we've been following the story between Christina and Dylan. And Christina basically called in after Ghosted and said, hey, guys, I was wondering if you wouldn't help me do a Ghosted in reverse. There's actually a guy that, you know, I broke up with 5 years ago that I can't stop thinking about. And I was wondering if you wouldn't mind helping me reach out to him. So I want to replay for you what happened because it exploded. It was crazy. Like the sharing on social media, all of Toronto was talking about this yesterday. Have a listen. So yesterday around this time, you met Christina. And Christina called us with a proposal, and that was essentially this. Christina, the story with you and this guy, Dylan, is that you were together, you hit 30, you gave him an ultimatum and said, hey, listen, I want to get married and have kids, and he wasn't quite there yet. And then you guys break up because of this ultimatum. You get married like a year later. It's the wrong guy. It's the wrong circumstance. Mm-hmm. Your marriage has dissolved. You've started a new career. After losing your job, like it's been a tough pandemic for you, and you can't stop thinking about this guy, Dylan. Do I have that right?
You said it perfect.
Okay. Now, what Christina asked us to do yesterday, if you missed it, is she wanted us to find him and reach out to him, kind of like we do on Ghosted. And my thing is, a lot can happen. It's been 5 years. A lot can happen. And so I want Jax and I to talk to him because, Christina, we do have his phone number.
Oh, yes.
We were able to find the phone number. So we have his phone number.
What's happening? I wasn't sure what you were going to say. I thought you were going to make me download Instagram.
No.
We wouldn't do that to you.
Got his phone number.
Okay.
He doesn't know we're calling, though. So the thing is, I don't know if he's married. I don't know what's going on in his life. He's got a pretty small online presence, to be honest with you. So we're going to call Dylan, and Jax and I are going to chat with him, and then, you know, if he's single, we can go down that road, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready to do this?
Yes, I'm born ready right now.
Born ready.
Ready, locked and loaded.
Let's call Dylan.
Hello?
Hey, can I speak to Dylan, please?
Hey, this is Dylan.
Hi, Dylan. It is Adam Wilde from Virgin Radio. I'm with my co-host, Jax. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys? Is there a reason you're calling? Or
Happy New Year.
Yeah, well, we want to say Happy New Year. We have a contest running, and your name was submitted.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Good way to start the new year, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. But we have a few questions we'd like you to answer before you qualify for skill testing.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so the first one is, do you live in Toronto?
Yep, I sure do. I actually live over on Danforth.
Oh, okay, great. Looking at my notes here to make sure I get all the questions right. Number two, are you in a relationship?
No, not right at the moment, no.
Okay. Question three, what do you recall from your relationship with a certain individual named Christina?
Christina, huh?
Yeah.
What does this have to do with a contest, or is this part of...
Trust me. Just trust me. What do you remember about her?
I remember that being a really great time in my life. I remember, you know, I liked her a lot in a really short amount of time, you know, fell in love, and it was really quick, and I remember feeling very hurt by her. Yeah, I definitely remember that.
Okay, and that's fair. Would you ever consider seeing Christina again?
Actually, yeah, I'd love to see her again, but she's married now, as I know, so... that's not exactly
I'm
idea.
Not Dylan. I'm not married. I'm not married anymore, Dylan. I'm not married. Hey. Sorry. It's Christina.
Christina?
Yeah, I miss you so much. I'm sorry for contacting you like this. I was just scared to touch you directly.
Christina. You hurt me.
I know.
I'll get over that.
I know. But... I just...
God, it's crazy. You know, through being without you, to be honest with you, because you're even more Christina, I miss you. I miss you.
Can we talk right now? Like, are you okay with that? Can I see you?
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't, are you free to later today? I mean, I'll go catch up over dinner tonight. I mean,
absolutely. I am available.
I am free. Yes, I am free for that.
Well, I guess you're going to have to go over to someone's house because the restaurants aren't open, yeah. But I'm happy with the way this went. I have to admit I had my reservations. Jax was all the way in on this,
Love is real.
Yeah.
Love is real.
So, listen, we know that, you know, things are complicated with the COVID restrictions or whatever. So we will set you up like an Uber Eats gift card or something.
Yeah.
And you guys can order in and chat and reconnect. And everybody's good with that?
Yeah. I can't wait.
You still have the same number, Dylan?
Yeah, actually, I do.
Okay.
Christina, you had his
right
number
now.
The whole time?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was the same
Christina,
one.
Do you know how long I searched for that yesterday?
Let her be. Let her
come
be.
Come on.
She's in love.
It's the same
She's
number.
Have fun.
Okay, all right. Hey, congratulations, you two. Please
thank
keep
you.
In touch. Yeah. We want an update.
Message us.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Christina and Dylan's story, by the way, if you haven't heard of this yet, Christina, who broke up with this guy because she had that, you know, turned 30, need to have kids, broke up with him because she gave him an ultimatum. And this is 5 years ago. And he said, listen, I'm not ready for all that yet. And she couldn't stop thinking about him, went through a marriage, divorce, laid off from her job, turning her life around completely, changing careers, getting trained up to do something completely different. And she called us and she goes, hey, any chance that we can try to reconnect them? And they did. And it was very emotional. And I just wanted to read this text message from Port Credit. Hey, guys, I have to wonder if the reason why Toronto has reacted so strongly to Christina's story in a positive way is because maybe some of us or all of us have a past love connection that was really important to us and it just didn't work out for whatever reason. I know I have not stopped thinking about a really important relationship for me that didn't work out after hearing that story yesterday. I'm so happy for her that she's getting a second chance to reconnect, but I'm certain there's a lot of us that won't get that opportunity. I always wonder what if things were different and we remet that person from her past, and I love the story. So that's really interesting. Yeah. And a lot of people have asked us to make that like a regular segment. So we're looking into it.
Yeah.
One of the things I questioned, Jax, was like, okay, we could do that.
Yeah.
But like, is there enough reconnections to be made out there for that to happen? And it's seeming like maybe there is.
Judging from that text message, I feel like there's a lot more of those situations than we know of.
Yeah. So we'll keep you up to date if we're able to find another one. We may even put like a portal on the website if you want to reach out to us. Anyway, thanks so much for
DM
listening.
DM us your stories if you have them as well.
Oh, yeah. I guess you just DM us.
Yeah.
Virgin Radio Toronto, check us out or follow at Adam Wilde, WYLDD, WYLDE, or at Jax on Air.
Thank you.
Because Jax off air was already taken.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
It's the latest from the weekend.
Woo!
Brand new this morning. It's called Sacrifice, and you're going to be able to hear that all day on Virgin Radio.
And that is one of many songs that the weekend just dropped at midnight. The Dawn FM time is finally here. And we anticipated that this album would be coming out at like early spring, maybe summer. But he just said earlier this week, hey, it's out. All streaming platforms and all magazines and publications at this point giving it rave reviews, the entire album. We took a little listen to it this morning. Very 80s, very synthy. It is a dark, weird world out right now. The Weeknd's new album is incredibly light, so I have to say, make sure to take a listen. Cardi B is convinced that her four-month-old is saying and talking, or saying his first word and talking. She's going viral right now because she was chatting on Instagram Live and saying, like, I'm not exaggerating, this baby is talking. I put this on everything I love. She said that she asked her child, you love mommy? And her four-month-old son said, yeah. So, I mean, you know what? Cardi B, she may be a lot of things, but a liar? I can't see that.
I think my mom at 8 months thought that Everly was saying Nana, and she wasn't.
It's nice to think that. Do you really believe that?
Oh, I really believe she was not saying Nana, yes. Although, the first time she called me Dad, I almost drove off the road.
Really? Did you cry?
She said it, I didn't cry, but it was like...
Adam, that's really big.
But like, I remember I was driving like Queen and Woodbine area, just driving along, and she's like, Daddy. And I was like, what?
Oh.
And then I waited for her to do it again, and she kind of looked at me, and I looked at her, and she was like, what? Like, she wouldn't do it again. Well, so I couldn't prove it. But anyway.
I heard her first word was at your mother's house. And Ontario's top doctor says to assume that you have COVID if you exhibit any symptoms at all. So yesterday in a presser, he said if you have symptoms of COVID-19 are not eligible for PCR tests and do not have access to rapid antigen test, you should assume, given the high community prevalence, that you have COVID-19. So it's a guessing game now, baby. And that's what's trending. I'm Jax.
Thank you, Jax. And don't forget the $100,000 Destroy Your Debt Contest. Starts Monday at 8 o'clock. It's 100 grand in your bank account immediately.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Dad question. Well, parent question, really. I'm not going to lie to you. There's one thing about having a kid that has filled me with fear for whatever reason that I now have to face. Everything else has been pretty straightforward, right? One of my friends, assuming everybody's healthy. So one of my friends kind of put this nicely. He's like, listen, having a kid isn't exactly hard. It's not complicated. It's just a lot. So what makes it hard is there's so much to do, right?
Yeah.
Especially when they're young. And one thing I didn't mind, I haven't minded anything. I minded changing diapers and teaching manners and whatever, you know, playing or whatever else that comes with it. The one thing that has freaked me right out is potty training. For whatever, you know, sometimes you have like a mental bump and you're like, I don't like, because as a parent, I think it's going to require a ton of commitment.
Of course.
I don't know if it's going to be hard, but I think it's going to talk. It's going to come down to discipline.
Yes.
I think.
And consistency.
Yeah. And she's my daughter, Everly, is 2.5. And I know that her mom and myself are just sick of the diapers.
Yeah.
We're done.
Yeah.
We want to be done. And I also feel like she's going to be 3 in May.
Okay.
I'm like, are we behind the eight ball here? Should she already be going on the potty?
Okay.
She's gone a little bit on the potty, but not like full time on the potty.
There's no behind the eight ball, but it's what, you know, what you want to do. And if you're fearful of it, I mean, that's probably
why you're
behind the eight ball.
I'm more intimidated by this than her teen years. It sounds ridiculous. Like, you know, because everybody's kid hates them when they're teenagers, right? But this is the one thing where I'm like, I don't even know where to begin. And I've read a bunch of articles and stuff, and all of them say completely different things. And I have no idea what to do with it. I don't even know where to get started.
There's always the hacks. Parents always have the hacks. Like my brother and his wife, I remember the first one, they were absolutely terrified with their first son on how to do potty training. By the second, they were like, all right, get on it. Let's go.
Is that right?
Yes. It's a well-oiled machine. You just got to talk to other parents. Parents always have the hot takes, the hot tips.
Okay, all right.
But I can see, like, it's scary.
It's just
sweet. You don't want to...
Look, because here's what happens now.
Yeah,
if you try to get them to sit on the potty, they just look at you and start crying. You're like, ugh.
No.
And you know the thing is that, like, it's like a routine thing, right? You don't... When I pick her up from daycare, I don't want to just bring her home and then go sit down on that potty and then make her cry.
Yeah.
And then she's got to do it again before bed and sit down on that potty and make her cry again. And I'm not afraid of her crying.
Yeah.
It's just... Anyway... What I was going to throw out there to you at 416-872-9999, 999-999 text, is do you have any hints, any tips?
Oh, yeah.
And am I starting too early? Like, is this something where I'm like, no, you should wait. Because sometimes, flat out, their brains just aren't developed
enough. And that's okay. So everybody takes their own time.
So tell me what you think and try not to be too harsh.
Yeah.
I know it sounds super silly to, you know, as a parent, most things you can handle, but there'll be those certain things that are like a mental block. There's no reason that you shouldn't be able to tackle them, but for whatever reason, you're intimidated by it. That's where I'm at.
I love this though. You're so consistent. You're so like straight up with her in so many ways. But this one, you're like, I don't know. I know I'm going to crumble. I can't do it.
I know.
We want to know hacks on how to give Adam a backbone.
What are the... Do we have any texts now?
All right, so we have a text from the 905. The best thing that you can do for potty training is just try to be consistent. And if it doesn't work, if she's not ready, just wait until, and she'll let you know. We had another text from the 647. Potty training is completely dependent on the kid. There you go, Adam.
Okay.
It's not like a set day for anybody. Also said, my son took 3 years, and I had a very hard time being consistent with him. My daughter potty trained herself. Women win.
Oh, my God.
Overnight. She just woke up and knew how to do it.
I am fingers crossed hoping that that is the case.
This is the tip right here, though, from the 647. It's all about bribery and mini M&Ms.
Oh.
Ah.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's going to sound odd, but I think whether you're the parent of a child or you're the parent of an animal, you can understand that most things come easy. Like, you're like, oh, I can handle this.
Yes.
And then there's one, that one thing you're like, this is a mental block for me and I can't handle it. For me, it's potty training. My daughter's 2.5. And I'm wondering if already, I'm like, is she past the point of having to learn how to potty train? Like, am I behind the eight ball? A little worried about judgment from my family, if I'm being completely honest. Like, I don't want her to be too old in my family to, like, you know... You know, when you go and you visit, and then after they leave, you know, they have the conversation. Well, he's just not really, he's just failing as a father.
Adam,
you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Dear.
And Adam, he's really irresponsible.
Your family loves you.
And so I was asking about, because Everly hasn't quite got the concept. She's gone a couple times, hasn't quite got the concept yet. What your experiences were. If you have any hacks for me, that'd be super great.
Yes.
Good morning, Virgin Radio. What's up? What do you think?
Yeah, so our daughter will be 2.5 next month. And for a while there, she was going, like, every time she had to go to the bathroom, she'd take her diaper off, go on the potty, and then it just stopped. And now she, like, she'll go in her diaper, and then randomly throughout the day, she'll just take it off, like, it'll be thick. She'll take it off and go on the potty. So I guess my advice is just what everybody else is saying, you know, don't let you know when they're ready, right?
Yeah.
That's what we're going through right now. Like, she'll do it, and then she won't. And then she'll do it again, and then she won't. So I think it's around 2.5, 3, like we're in the situation, you know, when they're ready, they'll do it, right?
Okay. Yeah, I guess it's not like she'll be 18 and still having a diaper.
You never know.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Solidarity.
Yeah, thank you.
Jax, we got some texts too.
We do. 647, or sorry, Sarah from the 647 text that I have a 6-year-old daughter. Honestly, you can start at any time. They definitely will let you know. But a tip is don't give her anything to drink at least 2 hours before.
Yes.
The whole situation might be messy, but you know what? What isn't messy these days? True to that. Text from the 4162. The daycare will be your best friend at this point. Use the daycare. Ask the daycare if they think she's ready and they should be willing to help you. And then once you get to the daycare home, it should be super easy. So put the task on someone else.
Hey, listen, I'm all about
actually really smart.
Hey, delegation.
That's true. Work smarter, not harder.
Bingo.
And a text here from the 905 from Amy. I'm not scared of much, but this terrified me when my kids were super young.
Thank you, Amy.
Just let it happen when it happens and make it a fun experience. Reward them and reward yourself. Candy for them, wine for you. Just drink through it.
Okay, you know what? Amy, you're my kind of people.
Yeah.
That's, I love
it. Absolutely.
I feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
I'm not totally over
it's gonna be okay.
But I'm feeling a bit better. Also, I'm glad this is my only kid, so I only have to do this once.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
A long, long time ago, there was a band named the Chainsmokers, and they were one of the biggest EDM duos in the world. However, we haven't heard from them in 3 years. But the Chainsmokers have just announced they are going to be releasing new music soon. So yesterday, they put out a little teaser for a song called High, just like a 9-second clip. It was posted to social media. Very vague. They haven't announced when the new song is going to be coming out, but they updated all of their social media feeds. So it sounds like it should be, should be coming out in the next little while. I mean, they used to be, actually, they were just named by Variety, one of the biggest EDM acts in the world. Adam, you have a little clip over there of that
here
new
it
song.
Is. Oh, I have it on mute. I've been trying to play it. I'm like, what's wrong with it?
And
it's on mute. Here we go. It's still on mute.
You know what?
You know why? You know why I have it on mute? It's because my email sound kept coming through
That's
on the radio, and I didn't want that. Here we go. Everybody's doing these like little remix samples.
Wow, wow, wow. It sounds like it's going to be a big track, though. And hopefully we will see a full new album from them as well. So Ontario's top doctor says to just assume that you have COVID if you exhibit any symptoms. If you have symptoms of COVID-19 and are not eligible for PCR tests and do not have access to rapid antigen tests, you should assume, given the high community prevalence, that you have COVID-19. That's what he told reporters yesterday. So just, you know what, figure it out yourself. And these are the new wellness trends expected to take over in 2022. Low intensity workouts, just like walking around because there's nothing else to do. Weighted hula hooping.
Oh.
Yeah, weighted hula hooping went up 234% in interest on Google searches. Apparently it works really well. Mushrooms and skincare, pickleball, and hiking.
We had a listener from Oshawa this morning text in and say, hey guys, I added weighted hula hooping to my workout regimen. It lost 80 pounds since last April. Yeah. Now, not just with the weighted hula hooping, I'm sure there was, but apparently it's really, really good for, like, if you've got joint issues and things like that, it's amazing because you're just engaging your hips and you're rocking back and forth. Encourages you to engage your core and sweat and that sort of thing. It's kind of cool.
You gotta have hips, not a spare tire like me, and that's what's trending on Jax.
Same, baby, same. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I'm not sure if this is a question you've ever asked yourself, but what would it be like to date Kanye West?
Roller coastery.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good way to put it. And the woman that he is dating, you might know her from Uncut Gems. And her name's Julia Fox. Very pretty. 31 years old. Very successful in her own right. And she wrote something for Interview Magazine. They did like a photo shoot.
Yes.
And it's very showy. Like, the photo shoot's very showy. She's, like, straddling him in one of the pictures and whatever. And you're like, okay. You're rolling your eyes like, okay, so this is great publicity for everybody involved. But she did kind of talk about what it was like when they met. Because they only met a week ago on New Year's.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Week ago today, yeah.
Yeah, literally 100%. So she said, I met Ye in Miami on New Year's Eve, and it was an instant connection. 7 days ago. His energy was so fun to be around. He had me and my friends laughing and dancing and smiling all night. We decided to keep the energy going and fly back to New York City to see a play.
Casual, okay.
Which, like, listen, if you have money, you can do that.
Yeah, quick rep.
They grabbed dinner at one of her favorite spots. It's a place called Carbone in New York. After dinner, she said, Ye had a surprise for me.
Oh, I bet he did.
So first off, they did a photo shoot at the restaurant at Carbone.
Yeah.
And she says that people were randomly breaking into applause for them as they did the photo shoot.
Okay.
Which, even if that is true, it's just because Kanye West is there. It's not because they were rooting for them. It's just Kanye West is there and people don't know how to act around celebrities. Number two, she said, after dinner, Ye had the surprise for me. And I'm still in shock about this. He had an entire hotel suite full of clothes. Every girl's dream come true. Felt like a real Cinderella moment. I don't know how he did it, how he got it all there in time. Well, he has
Kanye
people.
West, yes, yeah. He's incredibly rich, is how that happened.
Yeah, that's, it's so funny how money works that way. And she said, but I was so surprised. Like, who does that on the second date or any date? Everything with us has been so organic. Again, it's
None
been
it.
7 days. I don't know where things are headed, but if this is any indication of the future, I'm loving the ride.
So here is what's troubling about this whole situation is that he did similar things with Kim Kardashian. He is like, he's a fashion mogul. He has a good eye for fashion, but he was pretty much dressing her when they started dating, and she did need a little bit of help. She needed a little bit of a hand, and she looked great or whatever. But he's essentially designing a girlfriend at this point.
Right.
These photo shoots, these curated photo shoots.
And this
then
is the same guy. And listen, there's nothing wrong with like random hookups.
No,
that's cool. Whatever,
no, no,
you want to have a fling.
It's odd.
But he did just buy... We forget, like 2 weeks ago, he bought the house across the street from Kim Kardashian as soon as she started dating Pete Davidson. I think they're in Barbados together right now.
Yeah.
And Bahamas, sorry. And so they're hanging out. And then he has this very public Interview Magazine story with the person he's been dating for 7 days. To do what? To do what, really?
You know,
because it's not, because Clearly, nowhere in there does she say, he's a really great guy and I'm really excited to get to know him. She goes, he took me out to dinner, he made me laugh, and he bought me a bunch of clothes.
And then he used me to make his ex-wife jealous. Because you know, like, you know those people on Instagram that you know they just went through a breakup and it's very evident that they just went, like, feeling so good, like, never been more happy. Like, that's, like, that's what it looks like. That's, that
just
reeks
focusing
of that.
On myself.
Yeah, love me. That's what this is right here, but with a lot more money.
Yeah. So it's Kanye's way of going, say, see, Kim, I can do that too. I'm really good, super good. I don't think he's good.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.